Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, on this Monday evening, as we approach 7 o'clock, markets and company news, our commentator tonight from Sasfin, David Shapiro. Good evening to you. And another power day led by resources and closing in on record territory.
Yeah, within touching distance. 1% more in the all share, and we're at that magical 1,000 mark. So, 100,000 mark, which is remarkable. But, Jeremy, it is all resources. And the big story, strange enough, is that the around China's, I don't know if it's a completed decision or talk about building a dam in Tibet, which obviously would require a huge amount of steel. So the iron ore price has picked up. That's pushed Kumba up, it's pushed Afrimat, and then all the big ones like BHP and Anglo's, even Glencore's gone up, although they haven't got huge exposure to iron ore. But South 32 also came out with a production report, which was very strong, you know, increase in copper production, aluminium. So all of that just giving this market support. And of course, we still got gold shares and platinum shares, you know, holding their own, but outgunned this time by the base metal companies.
But as far as gold is concerned, David, it really has been a run. I mean, Harmony up 65% since January. Goldfields just over 75%. AngloGold Ashanti over 100% in the past 6 months.
Well, they've got the gearing, you know, the operational gearing. Gold price goes up, it falls right to the bottom line. So you're always both up and down, you know. I mean, on the downside, gold miners fall, you know, faster than the gold price. But it has been a remarkable show. The tragedy is that it's only Harmony that's kind of mines in South Africa in any big way. AngloGold's completely out of South Africa, and Goldfields has got South Deep, pretty impressive mine, a very deep mine, but and very high grade. But it's, you know, of those, I think Harmony's has been a star, even though it's lagged the other two. But it's been gold, yeah. It's and I've got to tell you, I wasn't in the gold market.
Well, David, I don't know if this is something of a confessional or not. I don't know, but let's move on. On the downside today, though, David, I see retailers not having a brilliant day. So the Fashini Group down 3.5%, Mr. Price 3%, Spar down almost 3%. What's behind that?
I think just worries about the economy. You know, it's overshadowed by, you know, the all-share index is actually mainly made up of those very big heavyweights, those trillion rand companies, Process, AB InBev, you know, BHP. Unfortunately, retailers, which had their good year in 2024 on the strength of the two-pot system and also interest rates coming down, just haven't kind of kept up. And there are a lot of concerns about the consumer under pressure here, you know, as our economy flounders. So that's more SA Inc., whereas the All Share Index really reflects our offshore businesses. So both banks and retailers, strangely enough, haven't been the best performers this year.
It's so interesting, though. It's all about optics, because on the one hand, you talk about a floundering economy. On the other hand, President Ramaphosa out with his weekly letter today saying, and I quote, the country's making meaningful progress in fixing the economy. He says long-standing issues like electricity supply, port inefficiency and high data costs are being dealt with. But I think Busi Mavuso, who's the CEO of Business Leadership South Africa, putting her finger on it when she says, okay, we've seen some progress, but hey, Mr. President, we've still got a long way to go.
I think that's well put. It is that. It, you know, we're seeing the bottom and perhaps a turnaround, but it's not evident in the numbers yet. You've got to create the confidence that companies can go out there and feel that they can actually expand their operations. You know, if you look at mining production, it's down. It's under a lot of pressure and to a large extent because of Transnet. Yes, they might start improving it, but it's going to take time before that falls to the bottom line and companies feel confident. So, yeah, you know, that's exactly so. We can't – the economy – Jeremy, I saw numbers that worried me that we will still be, you know, growing under 1% right through to 2030. You know, no economist has come out here, you know, blazing and believing that we're going to get over those kind of numbers. So it's one thing talking about it, it's another thing to deliver.
We might also, David, and a kind of looming large at the back of all of this is inflation, because the Bureau for Economic Research talking about 3% year on year. Concern there is food inflation, 4.5% higher potentially. Inflation numbers are out on Wednesday. There is still worry, there's still uncertainty around that, isn't there?
There is. You know, we've come down quite dramatically. So,
and that's good news.
Down to 2.8. That's the good news. I think it's leveling out now. Now, looking at projections, they're at around about 3.1% projected for this, for, you know, this week's inflation numbers. Largely on, you know, electricity up, what, 12.5%, 13%? I can't remember the exact number. So that goes through. Those are very important numbers. And food is always unpredictable and very, very difficult to understand. So, you know, the governor wants to keep, that's why he wants that target 3%. Because if he lifts it to 6 again, or the 3 to 6, he said, you know, you can find food prices kind of doubling within the next few years. So it's very important that they anchor it, you know, and how the Reserve Bank does it, that's the charm and skill of the governor, you know, which he's done very well.
David, Business Day reporting today that Vodacom and Remgro are now preparing to face the Competition Commission or the Appeals Court, the Competition Appeals Court. I beg your pardon. Let me get that right. It's a 13 billion rand fiber merger. Apparently, they've decided to rejig the terms of their agreement, according to this report. But goodness gracious, this deal has taken a long time to get over the line, if in fact it does.
I hope it does. You know, I know that competition complain and moan and groan, but at the end of the day, Vodacom have got the infrastructure, Remgro have got the company and the money to do it. In other words, they can finance it. And, you know, this is one deal that I do hope goes through, because the one thing we need is to keep up with the rest of the world. You know, we need to have fiber throughout the country, 5G, 6G, 7G, whatever's going to come. Because in an AI world, you can't afford to, you know, fall behind the competition. And we need, you know, that's what it's all about. AI is nothing more than data.
And David, so, finally, talking about falling behind the competition, on his last day as chief executive officer of Capitec, Gerry Fourie, saying that the bank is now going to grow or move into the cross-border remittances market, targeting 7 African countries, he says. We don't know which ones they are. But again, this is all about a big growth strategy as far as this bank is concerned.
Yeah, brilliant bank. Mm. And they know they're going in very, you know, only to 7 nations, because they know their customers. This is where their customers are sending money. So if they can get into that area, they're going to save a lot of money. Jeremy, this is going to be a big subject you're going to be talking about, you know, payments, money management. In other words, doing away with the old-fashioned way of moving money. You know, soon we won't have any kind of cash in our pockets at all, just carrying around a phone and so on. And this is just a step in the right direction, and good for them. You know, that they're making this kind of progress. And looking at their track record, I will back them.
Back on the radio with us next Monday, David Shapiro from Sasfin. Thank you very much indeed.
Heart 1027.